Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my YouTube channel or my podcast. I'm Will, coming out of the Multidimensional Guide and Pleiadian channel, here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. And here I am again at the park making this impromptu video because I want to talk to you light workers of this planet and this new earth. I've been thinking about the different types of light workers, and I want to share this with you so this could be useful information if you consider yourself to be a light worker or starseed. And actually, this is not just for healers or ascension guides or spiritual coaches or anything like that. Yes, if you're doing this type of work, then you're wearing the badge of light worker, but you could be doing as a profession, any kind of profession, and still have the awareness that you're a light worker. So I'll actually put a video here where I talk about whether or not you're a light worker, and I talk about this topic more specifically, so you can watch this later. If you're a light worker, there are currently, in this current ascension process, there are three different roles. The first one is what I'm calling the front runners. You're the one that is at the forefront of this, and you have your heart open, and you're just like, come on, hit me up. There's a massive amount of solar flare activity recently, and this will continue to happen and increase actually in years to come. So you're the type of light worker that is receiving all these light codes first. You're feeling all the feelings first. And you do that, you're probably thinking, I didn't choose to be the front runner, but your soul has chosen to be the front runner. And the role of the front runner is to feel, to integrate it, to receive it, so that you can prepare others, whether we're talking your clients, your community, but also just the collective in general, because what I'm talking here is also like the energetics, the dynamics of the energy, right? It's not necessarily so much about doing things, but more about feeling the energies, receiving it, integrating it, embodying it, so that you can help others, you can help the collective, and even just from a more energetic perspective, just to really embody and anchor that light. Which leads me to the second type, which is the anchor pointers or anchor points, right? You're the one that feels very anchored in your heart center, you feel very grounded, you feel embodied. And that's either because you've done a lot of work and you have the tools to get there with more ease, or simply because your soul has chosen that role and you're here to be the anchor point, to anchor the light, to be, you know, the light grid of the earth. You are there to anchor light and to be that anchor point in the grid, in the earth's grid. And so that doesn't mean you don't feel things, or you don't go through the emotions and the motions of this ascension process, but it just means that you feel more grounded, and you're very much needed, because when the collective is going through the motions and the ups and downs of this ascension process, you're there just grounding the energy, anchoring. You're the anchor point. That's the word that's coming up. You know, I have this image of like a hurricane in the ocean, and you're the anchor. And if we're connected to that anchor, we can go through the hurricane but not lose ourselves, not drown in the hurricane. So I hope this makes sense. The other analogy that's coming up for me right now, which is not my favorite, but when you think of a war, for instance, which is a very 3D dualistic thing, but you know, when you think of a war, the anchor point would be the nurses, the journalists. They're not necessarily in the field, in the war field, receiving and at the forefront. So the front runners there in the field, they're actually quote unquote fighting, and the anchor pointers would be the nurses, the journalists, the doctors that are very much needed. So I hope this analogy helps to make more sense of this. And then the last one, the third role, is the in-betweeners. You're in between. You're in between the front runner and the anchor. And that is probably most of you. I know for me, I kind of go in and out. I sometimes feel like I feel and receive things first, like especially with this eclipse energies recently in April. Just before the portal, I was already feeling it, and I felt like immense grief and sadness, irritation, all of it. And I know that whenever I feel this, I'm feeling for the collective, and I'm preparing myself for the energies that are coming. So during the eclipse energy, the eclipse portal itself, I didn't feel that intensity. I am feeling a little, my body's feeling a little tired, as if it's integrating the light codes and the new frequency, which is very common for a lot of us. If you're aware of it and if you're open to receiving it, you are integrating all the time, and very much right now after the or during the eclipse portal. But yeah, then sometimes I also feel like the collective is feeling a lot of things, and I feel like I'm the anchor point and working on my embodiment practices in order to just hold that frequency and that groundedness frequency. All of that to say too that you could be all of it and you could be all of it in different moments too, because you're going through different cycles. So it could be that you're in a cycle where you're more of the front runner. It could be that you're more in a cycle where you're more the anchor point. So lastly, just to wrap up this video, you know, you're probably asking yourself, so what do I do with this information? And you know, what are the steps? And I would say just hold the awareness. So this is information that you're receiving right now, and it's light, and that's helping you to expand your awareness of yourself and of your role as a light worker. So just hold the awareness, because the more you hold the awareness and you expand your awareness and consciousness, the more you're able to just observe and feel it and receive the light codes and go through whatever you have to go through without the judgment, with more neutrality, anchored in your heart center, which is a very 5D state of consciousness. The 5D state of consciousness holds a neutral perspective, a neutral awareness around things. It doesn't mean that you're not feeling things, but you're not judging to the best of your ability. You're not judging the feelings. You're not judging where you are. You could be tired, and you could be irritated, and you could be wondering, why did I choose to be a light worker? Why, you know, why am I here on earth? All of these things that is really your ego wanting to protect you. But when you tune in into your heart, you're able to turn on the observer self and just go through the emotions, through the hurricane, and still find that center in your heart. So I would say that that's the main thing. Just hold the awareness of it and allow yourself to go through whatever you're going through with the observer self turned on as much as you can, because this will help you navigate whatever energies are coming, whatever energies are happening right now. And this will continue, this will actually increase. And so you want to be aware, you want to be prepared, and preparation in this case means you're becoming more and more aware, okay? And you're gaining more tools as well. So the more you go through these cycles that I've just mentioned, the more you're adding to your toolkit, your healing toolkit, or your consciousness toolkit. And so, you know, you're able to pull out from your kit these tools that will help you navigate this this ascension process, and these tools can be anything that resonates with you, whether it's breath work or sound healing or chanting, journaling, painting, running. Embodiment practices are very, very important for light workers right now. And so I hope this resonates with you and this makes sense. Let me know in the comments which one of these roles resonate most with you, the front runners, the anchor points, and the in-betweeners. And if you have any questions around that too, post it in the comments and I'll do my best to get back to you. And if you enjoyed this video, don't forget to subscribe, like, share with your friends, your lightworker friends, because this will help the channel to expand as well, and the message gets there. And also, don't forget to follow me on social media as well, on my Instagram, at Guy Will, or also my Pleiadian channel Instagram, which is at Pleiadian channel, and you receive daily messages there too. So it's a really great community, and I'm very grateful for this. And that is it for today. Sending you lots and lots of love, and let love lead the way. Bye.